When you hear the word cholesterol, what comes to mind? For many, it's something to avoid at all costs, a villain in the world of health. But is cholesterol really as bad as it's made out to be? And could it actually play a beneficial role in your body? Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we dive deep into the health topics that matter most. I'm Bills, and today we're going to unravel the complexities of cholesterol. We'll explore what cholesterol is, why your body needs it, the difference between good and bad cholesterol, and common myths that might be leading you astray. Whether you're concerned about your cholesterol levels or just looking to better understand this often misunderstood substance, this episode will provide you with the insights you need. Let's start with a story about my Uncle Sam. Like many people, Sam always thought that cholesterol was something he needed to avoid completely. He tried to eliminate all fats from his diet, thinking it would help keep his cholesterol in check. But during a routine checkup, his doctor told him that his cholesterol levels were actually too low, which could be just as concerning as having high cholesterol. This news came as a shock to Sam, who realized that he didn't fully understand what cholesterol was or the role it played in his health. What is cholesterol? The basics you need to know. Cholesterol is a waxy, fat-like substance found in every cell of your body. It's essential for producing hormones, vitamin D, and substances that help you digest food. Your body needs cholesterol to build cell membranes and ensure proper cell function. In fact, cholesterol is so vital that your liver produces most of the cholesterol your body needs, while the rest comes from the food you eat, particularly from animal-based products like meat, eggs, and dairy. There are two main types of cholesterol that are important to understand: LDL, low-density lipoprotein, and HDL, high-density lipoprotein. LDL is often referred to as bad cholesterol because it can build up in the walls of your arteries, leading to atherosclerosis, a condition that can increase your risk of heart attack and stroke. On the other hand, HDL is known as good cholesterol because it helps remove excess cholesterol from your bloodstream, transporting it back to your liver where it's processed and eliminated from your body. This balance between LDL and HDL is crucial for maintaining heart health. When Sam's doctor explained the importance of both LDL and HDL, he realized that not all cholesterol is harmful. In fact, having healthy levels of HDL can protect your heart by keeping your arteries clear and reducing your risk of cardiovascular disease. The good: understanding HDL cholesterol. HDL cholesterol is often celebrated as the good cholesterol, and for good reason. HDL plays a protective role in your body by transporting cholesterol away from your arteries and back to your liver, where it can be broken down and removed. This process helps prevent the buildup of cholesterol in the arterial walls, reducing the risk of atherosclerosis and heart disease. Higher levels of HDL are associated with a lower risk of heart disease, which is why it's important to maintain or even increase your HDL levels through a healthy lifestyle. Exercise is one of the most effective ways to boost your HDL levels. Activities like brisk walking, cycling, swimming, and even weight training can help increase HDL. Sam, who wasn't very active, decided to start walking for 30 minutes each day after learning about the benefits of exercise for his cholesterol levels. Over time, he noticed an improvement in his HDL levels, which made him feel more confident about his heart health. Diet also plays a key role in maintaining healthy HDL levels. Foods rich in omega-3 fatty acids, such as fatty fish like salmon and mackerel, as well as walnuts, flax seeds, and chia seeds, can help boost HDL. Sam's doctor recommended incorporating these foods into his diet to support his cholesterol levels. Additionally, limiting trans fats, which are found in many processed foods, and replacing them with healthier fats, like those found in olive oil and avocados, can also help maintain healthy HDL levels. The bad: understanding LDL cholesterol. While HDL cholesterol helps protect your heart, LDL cholesterol can pose a significant risk if levels are too high. LDL cholesterol is known as bad cholesterol because it can accumulate in the walls of your arteries, forming plaque. Over time, this plaque can narrow the arteries and reduce blood flow to vital organs, increasing the risk of heart disease, heart attack, and stroke. Several factors can contribute to high LDL levels, including a diet high in saturated fats and trans fats, lack of physical activity, obesity, smoking, and genetics. Sam's diet, which included a lot of processed foods and red meat, was contributing to his high LDL levels. After learning about the risks, he decided to make some dietary changes, such as eating more fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, and reducing his intake of saturated fats and processed foods. Medication is sometimes necessary to lower LDL cholesterol, especially if lifestyle changes aren't enough. Statins are a common type of medication used to lower LDL cholesterol by reducing the amount of cholesterol produced by the liver. Sam's doctor discussed the possibility of starting him on a statin, but first encouraged him to try making lifestyle changes to see if he could bring his LDL levels down naturally. With regular monitoring, Sam was able to make significant progress without the need for medication. The myths, debunking common misconceptions about cholesterol. There are many myths surrounding cholesterol that can lead to confusion and poor health decisions. One of the most common myths is that all cholesterol is bad. But as we've discussed, cholesterol is essential for your body's functions, and having the right balance of HDL and LDL is what matters most. Another myth is that you should avoid all high cholesterol foods. While it's true that some high cholesterol foods, like fried foods and processed meats, should be limited, other cholesterol-rich foods, like eggs and shellfish, can be part of a healthy diet when consumed in moderation. Sam was surprised to learn that he didn't need to eliminate eggs from his diet entirely, as they also provide important nutrients like protein and vitamins. There's also a misconception that cholesterol only affects older adults, but in reality, cholesterol levels can begin to rise in your 20s and 30s, making it important to monitor your levels early on. Regular checkups and blood tests can help you keep track of your cholesterol and make necessary changes before problems develop. Sam's experience with unexpectedly low cholesterol levels showed him the importance of understanding his own health metrics rather than relying on assumptions. Another myth is that if you're taking cholesterol-lowering medication, you don't need to worry about your diet or exercise. Even if you're on medication, maintaining a healthy lifestyle is crucial for overall cardiovascular health. Medications can help manage cholesterol levels, but they work best when combined with a heart-healthy diet, regular exercise, and other lifestyle changes. Maintaining healthy cholesterol levels, tips for success. Maintaining healthy cholesterol levels is about finding the right balance between LDL and HDL and making lifestyle choices that support heart health. To eat a heart-healthy diet, focus on a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats. Limiting your intake of saturated fats, trans fats, and cholesterol-rich foods like red meat and full-fat dairy products is essential, while incorporating fiber-rich foods such as oats, beans, and legumes can help lower LDL cholesterol. Sam started incorporating more fiber-rich foods into his diet, which helped improve his cholesterol levels. Staying active is another critical aspect of managing cholesterol. Regular physical activity can help raise HDL cholesterol and lower LDL cholesterol, so aim for at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise, such as brisk walking or swimming, each week. Strength training exercises, like lifting weights or using resistance bands, can also help improve your cholesterol levels. Quitting smoking is one of the best things you can do for your heart health, because smoking lowers HDL cholesterol and damages the walls of your blood vessels, making it easier for plaque to build up. Sam's doctor emphasized the importance of quitting smoking as part of his overall heart health plan. Limiting alcohol intake is also crucial, as drinking alcohol in moderation may have some heart benefits. But excessive drinking can raise your cholesterol levels and increase your risk of heart disease. If you drink, do so in moderation, no more than one drink per day for women and two drinks per day for men. Managing stress is another important factor in maintaining healthy cholesterol levels, as chronic stress can negatively impact your cholesterol levels and overall heart health. Finding healthy ways to manage stress, such as practicing mindfulness, yoga, or deep breathing exercises, can help keep your cholesterol in check. Sam found that taking up yoga helped him manage stress and stay focused on his health goals. Finally, getting regular checkups is essential, as regular blood tests can help you monitor your cholesterol levels and make informed decisions about your health. If your cholesterol levels are outside the healthy range, work with your doctor to develop a plan that includes lifestyle changes and, if necessary, medication. Conclusion: taking control of your cholesterol. Cholesterol is an essential part of your body's functioning, but maintaining the right balance is key to protecting your heart and overall health. By understanding the difference between good and bad cholesterol, debunking common myths, and making informed lifestyle choices, you can take control of your cholesterol and reduce your risk of heart disease. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into understanding cholesterol and how to manage it effectively. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, managing your cholesterol is a crucial step in taking care of your heart, so make it a priority in your health routine. Until next time, take care.